You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 111. Or should I say it's our 111st episode, in honor of Bilbo Baggins. Regardless, grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about what I'm calling your writing engines. These are the things in life, or as we're talking about today, in your writing, that propel you forward, much like an engine moves a boat through water. I first heard about the concept of engines from my coach, Dave Moreno, and he talks about engines in all areas of life. Today, we're focusing on your writing life, though engines that support you in one area can support you in multiple. In writing, engines are things we turn to when we need a boost of energy or inspiration, things that motivate us and push us forward, even when times are hard. They push you forward through no effort of your own, even when it's uncomfortable. If you've ever experienced a flow state, like when you're in the zone of creation and lose all sense of time, engines probably pushed you there. In Professional Premium, which is our small group coaching and critique experience for novelists, we talk about engines and we do an exercise to identify writing engines in your life. I'll share several of my engines with you guys here and explain why they work for me. Of course, there's way more than what just I have on my list, which is why it's so fun to be in Premium and hear what kinds of things are engines for other writers. First off, a good group of people, whether it's writing friends or another close-knit community of people who lift me up and inspire and push me, they're all my engines. I consider the premium groups we run to be engines for me, as well as different groups inside my coach's Next Level Academy. The power in groups like this comes from shared goals, shared values, shared enthusiasm, and also proximity to people who are similarly driven, even if you're not working on the same things. The next one I'm going to share is, well, you guys probably know by now that I live in Montana, and I live really close to really excellent hiking trails. Whenever I can get out to the trail, even when it's the dead of winter, although as I record this, it is negative 22 degrees and I am not stepping foot outside. Whenever I do get the chance to go out and hike, I usually hike solo, and I go for an hour or more. Doing that gives me a boost of creativity, and it fuels my writing. Many a scene and a lot of brainstorming has happened from going on solo hikes without music, without podcasts, or any other audio input. That doesn't mean I don't bring my phone. I still bring my phone because I find it very helpful to talk into my voice recorder just to capture all of those thoughts that I'm having so I don't lose them before I get home. It also helps that there's rarely ever anyone else on the trails that I go. And I also try to go at sunrise especially because it constantly reminds me of the beauty and the splendor of creation. The next one is actually a pretty big one for me, and that's editing calls with Haley. While they are few and far between, they are these four-hour chunks of time spent entirely in my books, and getting professional feedback and ideas on how to improve my writing is so helpful. Rewriting is my favorite stage of the entire book process because of the engine power from those calls and the inspiration from collaborating with another author on my books. The bonus is that I get to record those calls, so when I just need a hit of inspiration or if I'm actively working on the rewrite after those calls, I can just dive back into that recording to recapture the energy of the call. So much fun. And then the last one I'll share is having alone time to think. Primarily, this happens for me in the early mornings, but also on hikes, like I mentioned. But as a constantly plugged-in society, we forget that silence and stillness is how most of humanity has spent their bored time. And from that silence and stillness comes the truly powerful brain work. I often challenge clients to spend time in silence and stillness to let their brains provide new ideas, whether it's in the car on their commutes, on a walk, or just sitting in their office, staring out the window. Making time for this is a true engine for creativity, and I challenge all of you to try it. Identifying your engines and keeping them top of mind gives you a tried and true list of things to go to when you feel like you need a boost of creativity or energy. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.